back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Nothing more Baltimore Positive than the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're no longer at home, but I'm really close to the radio station. I remember when Conrad Seafood Market opened here on Joppa Road. I had other friends who were in the area. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction. If I wear my Window Nation hat, I sort of look like I'm dealing cards. You know, like Steve Elliott is here from Elliott. Should I wear it? I look like I'm in the Odd Couple, like dealing cards here on Joppa Road if I wear this. I love the hat, but it shades me a little bit.
Am I Felix?
Well, let's see here. Hold on here. All right. Am I Oscar? I think I must be Oscar then. Nonetheless, Steve Elliott is here from Elliott Chiropractic, Family Chiropractic Life. It's also brought to you by our friends at Goodwill who are right across the street. What am I missing here? Oh, nothing. I'm missing the Restaurant Association of Maryland, where places like this are going to be discounting food from September 16th to the 25th. I'll be telling everybody about that. How are you, bro?
Good.
People are getting COVID. Dennis Colazzo's had COVID last week, so I'm back to elbows. Yep. I got 31.
Understood.
Crab cakes. I'm going to be over at Red Brick Station later. Two things you love and your mother, your family, crab cakes and beer. This is your kind of tour, dude.
Absolutely. I mean, growing up, my dad's dad was a waterman.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, every summer we would go down to Brooms Island, which is a small town outside of Solomon's on the Patuxent River.
And I saw that on the map when I went to Solomon. Solomon's big bridge down there.
Yeah. Oh, there was nothing like that.
Tiki bar, a little tiki bar down there.
Nothing then, right? This was
60s, 70s,
or mid 60s. Little clabbered house on, next to the river.
I keep forgetting he's older than me, you know? Yes. That's why I bring you on. I need some elder. Do you mind if I have some fried shrimp here? Speaking of seafood.
Please.
The market's right behind us. And what's really cool is when she's in here, like, scaling stuff, this is legitimate fish house here. This is serious.
You're going to get hit with a scale.
I'm trying to stay out of the way, man. They're like, they're serving me a fried shrimp. I'm going to have a crab cake here. But this tour has been fun. And when I come into neighborhoods, like Paul Amantium, who cuts my hair, I should let my hair out because it looks good today because he cut it. This area, I've been going up and down this road all of my career since I've, WNST, believe it or not, on Wednesday, it'll be 24 years.
Yeah.
So I can date our relationship and our friendship to 24 summers ago. Because you called me before I was even open, right?
No, you had just
was gone, it in August?
You had just gone on air, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I heard you and I'm like, that guy, I want to work with him.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it about me?
I told you.
To dulcet tones.
No, not
at
all.
It was that baritone.
Dude, it was that you were an outsider. And I...
Really?
You were an outsider. You know that. I mean, and...
I'm about to become more of an outsider. You know how on the outside they're about to make me. That'll mean something in a few weeks, but...
So anyway, that's how it all started. You know, I called the station. I was like, I want to advertise with you guys. And Steve came by and started selling. And I'm like, listen, I don't know anything about that. And then you came by later and said, don't worry about it, dude. We'll just make it work. And that's how it's been ever since, 24 years ago. I mean, I opened 33 years ago.
He took her my ex-girlfriends, my wife, my son, when my son was prepubescent. my son's 37 now. So, yep. 24 years, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I thought there was no better place because, Audrey Williams does a great job with us with Planet Media. And I work with Conrad. She also works with Pizza John's and Pappas. And I said, look, I want to kick the tour off. Like, close to the radio station, a place that's... how many times I went in here and got shrimp tacos back in the... Because Tony would always advertise on the old board out here, shrimp tacos. And I saw him today, and I'm like, I've never had the fried shrimp here. And I'm a fried shrimp guy. I love fried shrimp.
Yeah.
So I just went for it today. But this is... every neighborhood, and you're in this neighborhood up and down Joppa Road, it really is a community. And I think that's part of the Crab Cake Tour was to say... How many places do I drive by? Greg Landry's coming over later from Towson Transfers, too. This is my community. It's my home. It's where I live. You know, it's where I work.
It's funny because, I've been here, like I said, 33 years, I guess. 33 years on Joppa.
Wow.
And so I've gotten to know a lot of these people. They've all been patients of mine, so to speak, over the years. And some of them I know, just socially. Some of them I know through school. Easter's
well,
Lock and Key.
Up, you grew up in the neighborhood.
Bob Easter across the street, Easter's Lock and Key. He and I went to high school together. So I still see Bob. I see Tony every now and again. I sat down in to get my hair cut, and I looked next to me, and Tony's sitting next to me at a barbershop up in Abingdon.
Well, Tony was here an hour ago, always giving me a hard time. I'm going crabbing with him. So now, you know, last year, part of the Crab Cake Tour was exploration and seeing the state. And we fell in love with the West. And you told me we would. You're an outdoor guy, though, right? Like, you're way more rugby outdoor. So when you're trying to sell me on Swallow Falls and telling me to go there, I thought it was like an old school Dundalk joke, you know?
It's a tough sell.
It is. It's the most beautiful place in the state.
Yep.
In the state of Maryland, most beautiful place I've been, Swallow Falls, Deep Creek. So we went out there that last day. Last weekend of the tour last year, and I'm like, we're starting out here. We fell in love with downtown Frederick. So we got a date night in Frederick on Friday night.
Frederick's
we're
awesome.
We're going to Dutch's Daughter. We're going to Idiom. We're getting some beers.
Right, old mother.
And then we're going west. We're going to stop in Hagerstown. The mayor of Hagerstown's meeting me, Emily Keller, meeting me for a Crumpy's Donut. This donut shop opens at 7 p.m. I thought it was a dude. I thought it was a Google mistake. I was in Hagerstown, and I said to my wife, this donut place keeps popping up. Crumpy's, K-R-U-M-P-E-S, right? And I thought, well, we'll go to get a donut tomorrow morning, get some coffee. We've been 27 days on the road at that time or whatever by the time we're making our way back. And I'm like, it says 7 p.m. That's got to be a mistake.
Time to make the donuts.
And I looked at it, and I hit the website, and it said 7 p.m. And I'm like, and Steve, we got there at 6:45. And there were 20 people in line. And it's in an alley in a neighborhood. It's in Hagerstown. It's in an alley in a regular neighborhood, suburban sort of area. And they line up at 6:45 at night to get donuts.
They must be really good.
They're really good. I got a peach cream donut last year in season. It was ridiculous. Steve Elliott's my guest. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're Conrad's Crabs. And I'll just say this. This is the seafood market. When I think of Conrad's, this is what I think of. And I was going to tell Tony that when I'm out. I'm crabbing with him on the 27th, which is a Saturday. We got a rain date on the 29th in case weather's no good. I'm going snakehead fishing with my childhood friend, Sammy Tudor. He snakehead fishes out on in Eastern Shore. So we're going out of Vienna, Maryland, which is that beautiful grassy area when you cross the Nanticoke.
Yeah.
The old bridge and the new bridge right there, you know. And he's taking me out, and he said that they, you know, they battle, and they're battling fish. But he said that he's a real fisherman. We have a real chance to catch a snakehead that day and then fry it up. So these are the things I'm doing on this tour that are a little different.
Delicious. Have you had snakehead yet?
No. People tell me it's terrible.
Yeah, it's fabulous. No, it is one of the best tasting fish. I'm serious.
Well, I can't
mild,
wait to catch
white, nice flesh. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful fish to eat, not to look at.
What's on your mind here this summer, man? You were playing some rugby. You're off doing things. You've been at the beach. You're adjusting people's, helping their health.
Yeah.
My back's getting better.
Yep.
My back's getting better.
Always.
Combination of you, combination of doing a lot of hot yoga. My friends at Planet Fitness doing some work. But just more than anything, staying limber and trying to be cognizant of my injury.
Right, just being conscious.
And not injuring it further, right? Like, mm-hmm. That's a big thing. Because when I come see you when I'm injured, really injured, there's only so much you can do for me.
It's
you know?
Difficult, right?
The idea is to keep me out of injury. And
right.
So talk about backs a little bit, because that's what you do. But more than anything, I think, you know, proper health for every... Well, my back's been a mess the last year of my life. It's been tumultuous for me. You know that. Yep. Last 24 years, you've known me forever. Yep. This has been the worst year for me. And I had a trauma incident. I injured my back.
Yep.
And now trying to get it right, at this age, it sucks. And I can only imagine how many patients you've helped. But people come to you and they're in pain. And I've been that guy.
Yeah, you know? It's obviously harder the older we get. It's also harder when we aren't conscientiously working on it through the course of our week, month, year.
Get up, stretch, move around.
Exactly.
Open your hips.
I have a prop in my office, a toothbrush that sits on a table in my office. You may have seen it. And
I just thought that was your toothbrush.
No. It sits there for a reason, because somebody eventually says, "What's with the toothbrush?" And I look at them and I say, "You know, wait a minute. Did you brush your teeth today?" And they say, "Yeah." And I said, "Did your teeth hurt?" And they're like, "No." I said, "Well, then why did you brush your teeth? That doesn't make sense to me." And they look at me like I've got two heads. Because the point that I'm trying to get across is they're performing a daily maintenance behavior, right, on their teeth in order to have good dental hygiene. And my point is that, you know, the regular chiropractic adjustment, you know, analysis and adjustment of the spine to keep you in line and moving well prevents a lot of problems down the road. So just that
I can say, when your back's a mess, ain't nothing right. There's nothing happy. Sitting, standing, where I was last year, spinal injections, which is like, that's the graveyard for you, right? Like, that's just not where we want to go.
Exactly.
And you had said that to me all along, and stenosis and other issues that creep up. Stuff that I was an athlete. I played tennis. I played sports. A lot of things. Lifting things. How many pounds of ice I put on coolers and lug. I mean, just I'm a pretty active dude. I'm not the world's strongest guy, but I'll pick anything up, and anything I can move, I can move it. But that's changed in the last year, especially when I went through this when I was trying to move, and there's boxes there, and your inclination is to see it, grab it, pick it up, and then you can't all of a sudden for the first time in your life, and it starts to F with your head a little bit, too. It's psychological.
There's a lot of psychological involvement, a lot of stress involved.
I start to feel old, and I don't want to feel. That's why I grew my hair out. I don't want to feel old.
Listen, speaking of tennis, have you ever told the Tom Kapp tennis story about
Engelbert Humperdinck?
Yeah.
I told that one.
Oh, my God.
Were you there that day?
No, but he told me that story 2 months ago when he was in the office, and I thought I was going to wet myself.
Well, tell him I'm sorry. His back hurts. But all right, so the story goes like this. I was a music critic back in the 80s. My mother's birthday was last week. My mother would have been 103 last weekend. And my mother loved Engelbert. The first album we ever had. We have one of those console stereo, right?
Yeah, nice.
Right? RCA, right? You picked it up. All the albums were in there. She had her Bobby Vinton, had her Guy Lombardo, right? She had her Bing Crosby. Now, her sister liked jazz, but my mom, for some reason, got this Engelbert Humperdinck album, and I fell in love with it when I was 4 or 5 years old. It was the Beatles, Got to Get You Into My Life, Afternoon Delight, Starland Vocal Band, Neil Diamond, if you know what I mean, all right? And then there was Engelbert Humperdinck's greatest hits. So, you know, tell me when will you be mine? Tell me quando. So, Engelbert came through town in the 80s, and I wanted to interview him. He's playing down at Pier 6. And I took my mom to the show. And the next year he came through, and I set up an interview. And his son was his manager. His real name's Arnold Dorsey. So when your name's Arnold Dorsey, you call yourself?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Engelbert Humperdinck, correct. So,
I got the right
answer. And his friends call him Inge, just so you know. hey, man, I'm being right here. So back in about 1988-89, I get an interview with Engelbert Humperdinck. I'll never forget, I was at the newspaper, up on the fifth floor, and I didn't usually do my interviews there, but I had my boss's office shut the door, and we used to have this little piece that you would stick on the back of the phone that would record it, probably like the CIA would do, or like probably what Putin was into with the KGB before he started overthrowing governments and killing people. So you
stay
had this,
away from the windows.
It was a little suction cup that would sit on the earpiece of the phone that when plugged into a cord, you know, you could record the conversation. So I plugged it all in, and he was a lovely man. You know, he has a beautiful accent. He'd recently been on Fantasy Island, as I remember it. And we were, you know, have this conversation. And he says to me, literally, he says, I'm going to be in town a few days. I love to play tennis. Do you know a place that would host me to play tennis? And I'm like, well, I know Phil Jackman and his daughter's work over at the Paring Racquet Club. And Tom Kapp, you know, my buddy, would, you know, probably facilitate this. So he says, I want to give my number to Scott. Scott's my son. We set up a tennis. Do you play? And I'm like, yeah, I play. Yeah, I play. Tennis was my game. He's like, well, what do you think? Would you come out and have a go? And I'm like, sure. He's like, my girlfriend, we play doubles. Not as much running. You think you could find a doubles partner? And I'm like, sure, man. You know, I'll find a doubles partner. So I call Tom Kapp. And the next thing we know, we're playing doubles with Engelbert Humperdinck. Oh, all this over a piece of fried shrimp, man. I can't believe you started me. You wound me up on this one. You got me going. I didn't think this would be the story I'd be telling today. I have a lot of stories. So we go out in pairing, and he's a celebrity. I mean, it's Engelbert Humperdinck. It's 1989. I'm 21, 22 years old.
And he is a star.
He's 55, maybe 60, but still He had a good game. I mean, he played tennis. He had, you know, he had the gear. His girlfriend was a really good player. I mean, she was a volley player. And Tom and I were hackers, but I played a lot of tennis in my life at that. So it wasn't like picking up a club now where I'd be on your. I wouldn't play tennis right now because I would have to come see you the day after.
Does everybody know that Tom Kapp was a professional racquetball player?
Tom Kapp was a state champion, probably regional champion racquetball player.
Yeah. So he was
but he
no
was not
stranger.
A great tennis player. He'll admit that.
But he understood.
He
a
hated when
in his
I
hand.
Beat him at tennis. He hated it. He was much more of a racquetball. He was a good tennis player. I mean, I was a good tennis player. And we were comparable. I mean, this wasn't a thing where the four of us walked out on the court, and even with doubles, we played competitive tennis. And we get halfway through, and it got competitive. You know, well, this wasn't. We were playing tennis, right? You're playing to win.
Tom puts it this way, that he knew that since he was paired with the young lady, that he was not going to win a game that day. And he knew he was only going to win on his service. That's the way he put it. And anyway, go on.
Well, the story ends with Engelbert Humperdinck taking a straight net shot to the testicles. I mean, was it Cap that hit him or me?
Yeah, Cap hit him.
Cap hit him.
Yeah. He said he ran over, and he's standing over top of Engelbert. He said, and I'm there with the weapon in my hand like the murderer.
Engelbert, you got to play tonight. Oh, my God, there won't be a show. And Engelbert gets up, and he says, don't worry, everything will be just fine. Just like that. And we all wrecked, and he got up, but Tom walloped him right in the spadoobies, man. Boom, right at the net. Down went Engelbert. We gave him like a standing eight. You know, we're like, you got to get up. Please release me. Let me go. Steve Elliott's here. I'm singing. We're eating fried shrimp. It is a Maryland Crab Cake Tour. All presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I got some Show Me tickets. You're allowed to have one. Ooh. One for you. One for you. I got more Show Me Lottery tickets here. Scratching off. And my friends at the Maryland Lottery put us on the road here. Goodwill Industries is involved with this. Lisa Rosiniak, we had her on the program last week. By the way, I talked about...
Can I scratch this off?
You may. It's yours. Once you buy a prize, it's yours to keep.
If I win, are you going to take a tax?
If you win 10 grand, you're buying the fried shrimp. So, I'm not sure. Be careful now. Don't scratch. Where's your nickel? Where's your penny? Where's your fingernail? I talked to John Martin about this. Everybody's got a different way they scratch, and you're all afraid of scratching. So our friends at Goodwill, our friends at Window Nation, by the way, you buy two, you get two free. My windows come next week.
Really?
So, yep, got new windows from Window Nation.
Cool.
Thank you, Window Nation. We appreciate you. 866-90-NATION. And our friends at the Restaurant Association of Maryland, reminding everybody we're doing a restaurant week next month. It's all over the state. It's from the 16th to the 25th, and you can have delicious fried shrimp. I've got I got coleslaw here because Max Gildon, Jack Gildon's kid's behind. It's Baltimore. I know everybody in this town. I walk in, Gildon's kid here is setting me up with seafood, and I got the cucumber salad because... He tried to talk me into the French fries back here, and I said, look, kid.
I'm eating fried shrimp.
I got 31 days and 31 restaurants and 31 breweries that are all going to be serving me bread, things, fried, French. I still got to go to Ocean City and see the Lord of Fries down there, Les at Thrasher's. Yeah. So... Fried shrimp to start the tour. We're going to have a crab cake here. John's going to stop by. We're at Conrad Seafood Market. We're on Joppa Road. Somebody called this Parkville. I would call it Loch Raven. Like, Loch Raven feels to me like... Parkville, to me, feels like a long way away from here. Parkville feels like Harford Road. Emerald Tavern's in Parkville.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Parkville.
I mean, we're closer to Towson than we are to Parkville, right?
But East Towson? Towson?
I just called it Loch Raven. Or Loch Raven Village, or Bainesville.
No, Bainesville was the name of a bus. The number three was...
Bainesville Electronics was famous.
I spent half my earnings there. Believe me. You know how much things I find in my place in Bainesville Electronics?
I bet a lot.
Well, we're small business. Conrad's a small business. Tell me about Elliott Chiropractic Family Life. Give him a little bit of the elevator speech. I'm going to keep you through another segment because we're going to help me eat some more.
All right.
But and you're going to try to win.
Yes, I'm working on it.
Why does a person who's never... heard their back adjust, heard a sound, maybe they've had a back issue, maybe they've had a backache, maybe they pulled something. Why does everyone need a chiropractor? Did you win?
I did win.
You won? What'd you win?
$5.
$5. I love it. People really win.
They do. Thank you.
So, I mean, you became a chiropractor. You went down to Atlanta.
Yep.
You know, your mother thought you were crazy, but she was, your mother's a, you know, eccentric woman, I think.
No, she's lovely. My mother's lovely.
I didn't mean that in a bad way.
Eccentric.
I meant like she would not have said that being a chiropractor is weird in 1980, right?
No,
literally.
Well, my mom used to go to see Dick Adolf in Towson.
She understood.
She grew up. Yeah.
She understood. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
She didn't follow everything they said in the book. Is that fair to say about your mom? That's what I meant.
Yes.
Did I use the wrong word?
No, I just didn't know how to take it.
I love his mother. Stop with that. Your mother gave me the best gray hair joke I've ever heard that we can't tell here today.
We're not telling that
We're
joke.
Not telling that joke. Not today.
Yeah.
But it's
so, I don't know. You know, growing up, it was one of those things that I never took any medicine. I didn't, you know, I hated taking anything. It just was like, to me, didn't work for me. Naturally,
what
didn't
was your
seem
sport
right.
When you were a kid?
I played football and lacrosse.
Okay. I never knew that. I know you was a rugby guy.
Yeah, well, so I played football and lacrosse all through, you know, elementary, junior high, high school, and then
but not baseball.
I did a little bit of baseball, but
that wasn't your thing.
It was
okay, fair enough. Okay, in my neighborhood, baseball was everybody's thing because it had to be.
Yeah, I get
it. The kids in my neighborhood never played soccer, never played lacrosse, never. I mean, never. I mean, never.
No,
never.
I get
never.
It. Baseball was the thing.
Baseball, football, basketball. Though you know, in season when we Colts start throwing the football around. We play, you know, we play football and then basketball, obviously, year-round, outside, inside. But, yeah.
So, yeah, I did a little bit of baseball when I was a kid.
But it's neighborhoodish. You can play lacrosse out here. There's no place to play lacrosse in Dundalk in 1970.
No, Lock Raven Rec Council when I was a kid was, you know, all I ever knew. So, I played lacrosse at Essex Community College for a couple years after high school.
But you weren't the drugs and taking a pill for something to hurt was not what you
wanted.
No,
it was not my thing. I didn't like it. Didn't understand it, so I was more into sort of nutrition and the kind of holistic concepts, but they didn't call it that in 1974, 75, 76.
Well, some people called you a witch doctor, right? Like, people did not understand. People still don't understand what you do, and that's why I want to give you the forum to talk about
it. So, I ended up, I was sort of led in the direction of chiropractic school by a friend who, she was a school nurse, but she was definitely, you know, one of the first people I met that was into serious vitamin and nutrition.
How old are you then? 16, 17, like that?
I was actually, at that point, I was 19.
Man, this is unbelievable because all I ever wanted to do was be a sports, like, I've never done anything but this, right?
Right.
And I'm thinking about you at 19 making a life decision that has supported you, fed your family, that brings you pride, like, all and helps, you've helped me a million times. But, like, I just think about that. That's an amazing thing that you make. Kids today don't do that.
I went through a year of college, and I was taking business classes, and I hated every second of it. I didn't know what the heck I wanted to do. And then I start talking to this lady, and I worked for her. That's how I knew her.
Okay.
We were just talking. And I'm not sure how we got onto the subject, other than we started talking about health, and I was telling her what my concepts or my thought processes were. And she's like, you should go to chiropractic school. And I'm like, what?
Knew what chiropractic was, though.
Because both of my folks, my dad was a bricklayer. He went to a chiropractor all the time.
Okay.
My mom was a housewife, and she had to go to the chiropractor because she hurt herself at home. So I knew about that. My dad took me to a chiropractor when I was playing football, and I got hurt. So I never thought about it as a profession until somebody said, you should do that.
See, I grew up in a family where you'd take a pill if you had a backache. Dones.
Right.
Like, I'm serious.
No, I understand.
Like, my parents were not educated people in that way.
That's what most people do. That is what most people do. Especially in certain areas of the country. There's certain areas of the country where chiropractic is not that popular, and we're in one of those areas. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a chiropractor in the Midwest. But around here, you know, even now, our chiropractor per capita, it's not that high.
Why is that? Why just more accepted? More?
There's a lot has to do with sort of the historical presentation of the science or the profession.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah, and also sort of in the Midwest in farming communities, right? Nobody could afford to be down, right? They you get hurt in the field,
we got to fix you. We got to fix you.
You cannot lay on a bed for 3 weeks and take some pills, right? So it was very big in the Midwest.
Now that makes all the sense in the world for me,
right? So that's
I hurt myself. How am I going to get better here? Let me
adjust
you. I
got to get back out.
Let me move
field.
Your body.
Exactly.
Okay. I got you. Okay.
So anyway, somebody said you could do that, and it was like a light bulb went off over my head. I was like, yeah, I could do that. And all of a sudden, boom, it was like straight shot, right to it. So
what'd you love the most about it in the beginning? Oh, yeah. What'd you love the most about it in the beginning?
Just the concept of taking care of people with just your hands. Right. Just the that concept of that you can make a change in somebody's life by
like almost like Ernest Angley, what you just did.
Kinda.
That's up here, though, right? Remember that one?
Put your baby up against the screen. So,
we got to get Max over here to catch you if we're going to do that. Hail!
Just the concept of being able to make a change in somebody's life physically,
sure,
physiologically, from you know, moving the vertebra in the spine.
Well, he's helped me. Dr. Steve Elliott's my dude. We'll take a break. He's going to have to get back to work in a little bit. Craig Landry's going to be here. We're at Conrad Seafood, Crabs and Seafood, I should say. It's the market. I've done the show in Perry Hall, done the show in Bel Air, in, you know, big restaurants. You came by when I was at Nacho Mama's over Towson. Yep. I moved the tour around. We're in the Towson, Lock Raven area. Somebody called it Parkville, and I'm like, man, I've been to Parkville. I don't know what they call that here, but you're from the neighborhood, and you say it's what? It's Bainesville.
It's Bainesville.
It's Bainesville.
But,
really, it's Bainesville.
But we always grew up calling it Lock Raven, growing up. Where are you from? Lock Raven.
Right, and that would tell me to come to Lock Raven Road and I'm somewhere around.
But if somebody was in the city, they were thinking I was down near 25th. Lock Raven and 25th was Lock Raven Road, as opposed to Lock Raven Boulevard.
Right, like you're down by the stadium. Right.
Yeah,
okay.
So, but growing up, this is Lock Raven. I went to Lock Raven Middle School, Lock Raven High School, well, Lock Raven Junior High back then. We didn't have middle schools.
I didn't think I was going to tell the story of hitting Engelbert Humperdinck in the nuts on the show, but we just did. And that's going to make the shit. What a way to kick off the tour, man. Today is day one. We're going to be doing this all month long. You can go out to BaltimorePositive.com, see all of our dates. On Thursday, we're going to be with our friends at Full Moon in Reisterstown, the Barrett family bringing a new restaurant out there. I remember going out there many years ago. Todd Heap did a show with me at Full Moon about 15 years ago out there.
Off of 140, way
right,
out there.
Yeah, right on the pike heading toward. We're going to be in Westminster later on in the month at Rock Salt Grill. We're going to be at Eldersburg at Liberatore's with my friend Dante. That's going to be later on in the month as well. And I'm putting something together at LP Steamers downtown, so I'm looking forward to that. I'll get that date out a little bit. Breweries every night, Red Brick Station this week. I'm going to be in Anne Arundel County this week. We're going to go to Hella's. We're going to Firm Brewery. Also going to be at the Ministry of Brewing.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
My wife's like, that's the big church. I'm like, yeah, right by Patterson Park. Going to be down there on Wednesday night. We're going to see Alicia Keys down at the pier, and we're also we're gonna have a crab cake at Soul Cuisine on North Avenue East on Wednesday. Stopping by there. Listen, when you've been doing crab cakes a year and a half, and you tell people recommend crab cakes for me, you know what they do? They send me emails all day, every day from all over the state. I get all of these recommendations. I promise I'm going to get to everyone, but 31 at a time, at least for this month.
Yeah.
Steve Elliott's here. Greg Landry's going to stop by. I think they know each other. They might even sit in together. We're going to order a crab cake. I'm going to eat some coleslaw, some delicious cucumber and tomato salad because try not to be a fat arse here. I gained almost 12 pounds. Last August, I gained 12 pounds. And Max is back here. You want some fries? No, I'll take the tomatoes. Thank you.
Did you prepare properly for this year then?
I'm in really good shape right now. I've been on the mat. Have you heard that my back was effed up? Right. Steve Elliott, Elliott Chiropractic Life here, one of our great sponsors and friends. Goodwill Industries, right across the street. I've dropped off tons of stuff over there. They're bringing the truck out for me because I have a whole bunch of stuff. And our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Steve's already cashed in. $5. He's $5 ahead of the game. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Window Nation. I got my hat on. Restaurant Week is September 16th to the 25th. I'll be telling you all about that all month long as the Restaurant Association of Maryland sends us on the road. Back for more. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour at Conrad's. There's going to be crab cakes involved. He's got beer here. going to Red Brick Station tonight. No more beer. No beer on the job during the day. I was told that by a PR director recently. Stay with us.